The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ROSS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code ROSS only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
So I've been telling you guys about this. I've been telling you guys about all their apps, really. They got the RotoQL app for the DFS dudes, the Daily Fantasy Optimizer. They've got SquadQL, which is one reason why I beat Evan from the Fantasy Feast podcast this week to go 3-0, because that helps you with the fantasy stuff. And they've got the BetQL app that I've been telling you guys about, with all the betting trends, the public betting trends, where the money's going, where the sharps are, injury info. You can track your bets as well. I love having these apps for everything. I don't do DFS very much, so I have SquadQL, I have BetQL. They're both awesome. They're both free. Just go to betql.co or go ahead and just look on your app, you know, on your phone, BetQL. It'll pop up. It's awesome. It's almost as awesome as the Even Money podcast.
If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast for week number 4 already. We are rolling, although we are both down a little bit this week. He is Steve Fezzik. At Fezzik Sports on Twitter, the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football betting. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Ross.
I am Ross Tucker, at Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter and Instagram. I should mention, by the way, I'm giving away free Maddens on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Just take advantage of any of our sponsors and rate and review one show. So, like, if you sign up at betonline.ag, use the code PODCAST1 to get a 50% sign-up bonus today, and then rate and review the Even Money Podcast. Send that to me, Ross, at RossTucker.com. You're automatically entered to win a free Madden. I'm going to announce the winner of this week's free Madden tomorrow, but I got like 12 of them. So, yes, you can do that. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. All right, Steve, let's get right into last week. It was not a winning week. I guess I would say that it was okay to based on everything that happened. Crazy, crazy week with some of the upsets. We'll start with the Jets and the Browns. I had one unit on the Jets getting 3, which looked awesome, Steve, when they were up 14-0. And awesome, pretty much up until Tyrod Taylor got hurt. That is a bad beat.
No doubt about it. I actually made a small bet eventually there on the Browns. And, wow, everything had to go right or wrong, depending on your perspective, for the Jets not to cover this game, including fumble recoveries and even down to the final 3 possessions. It was a very fortunate cover for Browns backers.
Then we had Indy Philly. I was at that game. I liked the under, and man, I picked the under, Steve, on Wednesday. We record this usually around 11:15 a.m. Eastern, 8:15 a.m. Pacific for Steve out in Vegas. And I picked the under not knowing it would rain hard the whole game, which helped as well. But just Wentz first game back, Eagles defense at home. Total was 47.5. I'm glad I put two units on that because the final score 20-16. So I won two units there, which was nice. Then we have Bengals Panthers. I like the Bengals getting the 3 points because I thought they had a chance to win. I thought they'd keep it close. Extremely disappointed in their defense, letting Christian McCaffrey run all over them the way he did. I was not expecting that with the revamped offensive line at all. You put a unit on the over, Steve, which you nailed. 44 was the total. Final score, 31-21. So I lost a unit there. You gained a unit there. Neither one of us put a bet on Tennessee, Jacksonville, or New Orleans, Atlanta. I think the injuries were bad for Atlanta, so we leaned New Orleans. That would have been the right play, obviously. Then we had a best bet. It was the Broncos and the Ravens. We both put a unit on the Ravens. I put one unit on. You put two units on the Ravens, even though they were laying 5 points and they had a lead. But that still came through for us, Steve. 27-14 Ravens. That was a nice best bet for us.
Yeah, Denver, completely different team, I think, away from home versus the altitude advantage, especially early in the year.
Unfortunately, the next best bet did not fare as well. You put two units on the Texans. I had one unit on the Texans laying 6. They lost the game outright to the Giants, 27-22. What a disappointment, Steve, the Houston Texans are.
I wanted to ask you, I think that the Texans defense, I know the Texans defense playing very poorly. How much of that, Ross, do you think it's losing Vrabel, their defensive coordinator?
That's a good question. I hadn't thought about that. I don't think much because they just went back to Romeo Crennel, who was really the coordinator before Vrabel. So I didn't think that that would be that much of a factor. I really didn't. And I don't know that it is. It's not like they got torched by the Patriots. Who'd they play in week 2? Titans. That was like a fake punt. So I'm going to say no.
And bottom line is I was shocked that their D played so bad in this particular game. The underlying stats on the Texans still look good, but at 0-3, I am no longer a believer.
Oakland, Miami, we both passed. Green Bay, Washington, we both passed. Although you had the stat that an away team coming off a tie was 0-13 straight up, and they were laying 3 points, and the Redskins crushed them. Steve, that was a blown opportunity.
0-14 now, and I think would be best the next time there's a tie to look towards that stat.
I was going to say, why didn't you do it?
I ultimately wound up doing it, Ross. Early in the week, I'm a little bit more cautious than later in the week when I get more injury information. I forgot. You know, I tell you why I didn't do it, because I was so concerned about Washington's running game and the inability to run, and then AP busts out 100 yards against Green Bay.
Yep, you're right. Okay, San Francisco, Kansas City. I put a unit on the over, and you put two units on the Niners. Obviously, Garoppolo getting hurt didn't help you. The total was 56.5, but I still was able to crush the over because the Chiefs' offense is still electric and the Chiefs' defense is still not good. So I got one unit on the over. Two units on the Niners did not come through for you. The Chiefs were laying 6.5, so I won a unit there, and you lost two units. Then we had Buffalo, Minnesota. I put a unit on Minnesota. That doesn't look real good. Final score 27-6. You were right about that second half under, Steve, that you should have taken. But I lost a unit there. Then we had a bunch of leans after that, leaning for Chicago. That did not come through. They were laying 6, leaning Dallas. I don't know if it's you or me. That didn't come through either. Leaning the over, New England, Detroit, that didn't even come close to happening. And then I put 2 units on the Bucks. I was rolling with the Bucks, getting a point. That stunk. Godwin fumbles. He drops 2 touchdowns. He drops 2 critical passes. Fitz has 3 picks. Dirk Cutter has no idea what he's doing in terms of clock management. And even despite all that, Steve, they only lost by 3. I only lost by 2, but still it was 2. So for the week, I was down 2 units. You were down 1 unit. And by the way, Steve, you were wrong last week, my friend. We did have the Vikings -1. So we did lose those 2 units last week for the Packers-Vikings tie.
Sorry about that. Normally, I'm really good with my recollection in the end. What happened is on my own bet, I got the Vikings +1, but not on the line that we quoted Wednesday morning. You know, on the Dirk Cutter thing, I got to comment on this because NFL, multi-million dollar business for all these teams. And someone said to me, Fez, do you really think you know what they should do the play calls and the timeouts and the game management better than the head coaches? And I looked at him incredulous, and I said, a sharp fifth grader knows more. I mean, everyone knows that if you're kicking off from the 50, you don't kick into the end zone and let the other team have the ball at the 25. Everyone knows you go for it on 4th and 1 or 2 from the goal line unless you have a strong reason not to. And twice, Cutter just kicked out of the end zone from midfield, and at the end of the first half, Ross. This was the most egregious of all the situations. There's a 1:10 left. If you're on the 2-yard line, 4th and goal, this is an extreme statement. I would rather take a knee than kick a field goal. You get 3 points. You're just going to kick off and give the other team points back, probably. They're going to get a 3 back. In this case, Pittsburgh gets a 7. In what universe would any analytics person or anyone in charge of game management ever not go for that? You got to explain this to me.
Well, I mean, the taking a knee is a little extreme. I think the taking a knee is false. How about, though, on 1st down, I think, they ran the ball, and then they snapped the ball on the next play. It was either 1st or 2nd they ran it. And they snapped the clock the next play with 15 seconds left on the play clock. Like, what are you doing? If that clock's going, you take it down inside the 5 at a minimum so that you're able to give the Pittsburgh Steelers as little time as possible.
Let me ask you, in the huddle, you've been in situations like this. Are you stepping out of your lane in this situation, or would you actually say to the quarterback, hey, we got to run this clock down?
No, that's for the head coach and maybe the quarterback to decide. That's not, you don't do that. That's out of your lane. So anyway, here's where we're at. We're 4 of 8 on our best bets. We were 1 out of 2 last week. So we're 50% on the best bets. Not good enough. You're up 6 units, Steve. I'm only up 1 unit. So we got to bounce back. So let's do it, Bri.
All right, Ross, let's start off with Thursday Night Football. It's the Minnesota Vikings. They are at the Los Angeles Rams. Rams laying 6.5 points here, 49.5 the total.
Should be a highly entertaining game. I encourage people in the L.A. area to get tickets and to do it via SeatGeek. SeatGeek pulls millions of tickets into one place so you can easily find the seats you want for a price you want to pay. I'm telling you, there are tickets available for what should be one of the games of the year tomorrow night in LA. If you're out there, you should absolutely, it's like Kayak for tickets. You know, same way you search for flights and it has Delta and US Air and United or whatever. SeatGeek's the same thing. Searches multiple ticket sites and even gives you a grade on every ticket. It's how I get most of my tickets, especially for like concerts over the summer or like a show with my wife in New York City, a play. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code EVENMONEY today. That's promo code EVENMONEY for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Life's an event. We have the tickets. All right, Bri, I'm going Vikings here. I think it's a close game straight up, but the Rams not having their top two corners in this game, Marcus Peters is not going to play. I don't care what they say. Rams not having their top two corners against Thielen and Diggs. Now, we'll see whether or not the Vikings can protect Cousins, but I really like that for the Vikings. They were humbled and embarrassed by the Buffalo Bills. I don't like the whole Everson Griffin thing hanging over them, but I think they come back. I think they play really well. I wouldn't be surprised if they win the game. I'm putting two units on the Vikings getting 6.5 points.
And you can grade that plus +7 because it has gone up to 7, Russ. I'm going to lean to the Vikings for all the reasons that you mentioned. Normally, I like the home team on Thursday Night Football with the short work week, but after the debacle against the Bills, the Vikings absolutely will have the game circled. And further, and I'm not sure if you got a better feel for this than I do, I think there's going to be a lot of people in L.A. getting tickets on SeatGeek. I think there's going to be a lot of Minnesota fans that are going to be in the stands as well. So maybe not the normal big home field advantage for a primetime game. I'll lean Minnesota.
All right, Steve, on to Sunday, the Miami Dolphins, the 3-0 Miami Dolphins, at the New England Patriots. Patriots favored by 7, and the total here is 48.
So I'm looking at the underlying stats of these two teams, and there's no question that the Dolphins have not just been better, but been the much better team. But the spot screams for the Patriots to bounce back. I'm going to trust the underlying numbers a little bit more, but going against the New England team that's off back-to-back losses, I can't do it. I lean Dolphins.
I'm going to put one unit on the Dolphins just because the number's at 7. Is it 7.5 anywhere, Steve, or 7 everywhere you're looking?
7's the number.
All right, so make sure, by the way, Todd Bergman, at L Birdman on Twitter. Todd, make sure you got me at getting 7 points for the Vikings. I'm putting a unit on the Dolphins. They've been the better team. I don't think they're going to win the game. I think the Patriots will win the game. But I wouldn't be shocked if the Dolphins won, and I do think that they keep it close. I love putting units on teams that I wouldn't be surprised if they win the game and they're getting a decent amount of points. Give me the Dolphins one unit getting those 7 points.
Next up, Ross, the Houston Texans getting a point at the Indianapolis Colts, total 47.
Well, Texans have been very disappointing. Maybe this is the game they break out, but I can't really predict for that to happen. I don't think, though, that there's a lot of scoring in this game. You know, the Colts defense has been pretty darn good. This is indoors, though, so that gives me a little bit of trepidation. And the Texans did get torched by Eli a little bit, so I'm going to pass the game, but I would lean under here.
Yeah, I'm going to lean to the Texans. I'm very concerned about their defense. Wow, you should not get torched by Eli Manning and the Giants. And because of that, I just can't quite pull the trigger. But the underlying stats, amazingly, still good for the Texans, yards per play and such. Lean Texans.
All right, Steve. Cincinnati at Atlanta and the Falcons favored by 5.5 here. 51.5 the total.
And I am shocked by this line. The Atlanta Falcons on defense are a mash unit. Down 2 safeties now, 3 starters out, other starters on the injury list that are questionable. Given that, I don't see how they stop Cincinnati. I think this one goes down to the wire, and I'm getting 5 or 5.5 with the Bengals. Give me the Bengals, 3 units on Cincinnati.
Wow, 3 units. I'm not going 3 units, but I'm with you. I mean, both starting safeties out, that's rough. The Bengals' offense has been pretty darn good. It was really just the interceptions that slowed them down last week. I'll go 2 units on the Bengals getting those 5.5 points. I think they either win or lose a close game. Another one where a team I think has a great chance to win is getting a decent number. 2 units on the Bengals. We got our first best bet.
The best bet.
Next up, Ross, the Green Bay Packers favored by 10 against the Buffalo Bills. 45, your total.
And I think that the Bills probably come back to earth after that Vikings win. Everybody patting them on the back. I think the Green Bay Packers bounce back and win this game, probably even by double digits. But I feel like I need to learn my lesson from laying that many points last week. I would just lean Green Bay. I'm not gonna go ahead and lay that many points.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about the Green Bay defense. When I look at their schedule, played the Bears, Bears offense struggling, played the Vikings, Vikings offense struggling, played Washington, their offense is struggling. Oh, but none of those offenses seem to struggle against Green Bay. But I want no part of Josh Allen and the Bills, Ross. Like you said, they're probably still celebrating. Terrible spot for the Bills as a double-digit underdog again. I pass.
All right, Steve. Detroit is getting 3 points at the Dallas Cowboys, 43.5 total.
I'm going to put a unit on the Lions. I think this one's all about Sean Lee. When he is out, the middle linebacker for the Cowboys, they are not the same defense at all. And a big part of that is he is great at identifying the tendencies and the play calling of the other team and having the appropriate play called on defense. Because of that, I'll take the Lions one unit.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like the Lions. I like their approach last week against the Patriots. Now, they did have some game planning stuff that they were able to take advantage of with Matt Patricia, but I don't like what I've seen from Dallas. I really don't like Dallas without Sean Lee. I think the Lions have a chance to win the game. 3 is a good number. Give me 2 more units on the Detroit Lions now that they're feeling some momentum from that win over the New England Patriots.
The best bet.
All right, Ross, next up, Jacksonville. They're laying 7.5 against the New York Jets. Low total, 38.5.
7.5 is not a number I like. I think the Jags will bounce back from a disappointing performance against the Titans, but the Jets are a decent team. They've had extra time to prepare. You know, they've got Darnold coming back. The total's so low at 38. You can't go there because 20 to 17, you know, you're almost right there. So I would lean Jets, and I would lean under.
I'll lean to the Jets as well. Bad short week in week 2 against the Fish, off of a Monday night game, and then another short week having to play Cleveland. When you got a rookie quarterback in a short week, I think that's very difficult. Now that they got the 10 days to prep, that's a pretty big edge. Lean Jets.
Steve, the Chicago Bears laying 3 points to the Tampa Bay Bucks, and the total 46.5.
You know, the Bears really have a fine team. If they just had a quarterback, that would be a team I'd be willing to wager on, but they don't. Well, maybe they would if they had Trace Daniel behind center, but I think this Trubisky, once his first series of scripted plays goes by the boards, he really has struggled completely. But that Bears defense, impressive. And for Tampa Bay, they're going to have a really good offense and a terrible defense all year long. I would lean to Tampa now that this line has hit 3, but no play for me.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. I actually think Tampa, though, is going to win the game. I think Fitzpatrick knows he needs to play well. I know the Bears' defense has been good, but they still should have won that game Monday night. I get it, short week on the road. I don't think Trubisky's good at all. I think Fitzpatrick is going to be able to score more than the Bears will. I'm putting 2 more units on the Bucks. I'm rolling with my guy Fitz. I'm doubling down on the Bucks, who should have covered for me last week. I think they'll at least cover for me this week. 2 units on Tampa.
All right, Ross. Next up, the Philadelphia Eagles, -4 at the Titans, 41.5.
So I think the Eagles win the game. I think it's a close, low-scoring game. The Eagles' defense, though, not as good on the road as they are at home. I think this is interesting that Alshon Jeffrey was just cleared for contact. Whether or not he plays, I think, does make a difference in the number. For now, I'm going to put 1 unit on the under 41.5. Mariota can't even really throw the ball that well, and the Eagles' defense is coming to town. Then you've got, you know, Wentz is still a little rusty. The Titans defense has been good. In fact, I just talked myself into it. 2 units on the under 41.5. And yes, I know that's a low number. I don't care. 2 units.
Yeah, it's hard to see where the points are coming from. If you watch the Jacksonville game, wow, was that a low-scoring game. The Eagles' D has played worse on the road versus at home. That's one concern. I'll lean under in this game, but no best bet.
All right, Steve, how about Seattle at Arizona? Seahawks favored by 3 and another low total, 38.5.
Yeah, I really don't know what Arizona is doing, going with Rosen. I don't like that quarterback change. I don't like Bradford, but I don't think Rosen's ready at all. Threw a pick 6 that he was fortunate last week at the end of the game, that there was a defensive penalty that saved him. Terrible pick 6. And Seattle, not as good on the road, obviously, but it's right where I made the number, and I'm not betting on Rosen. I pass.
Agreed. I don't really know what to say about this game. I think Seahawks win a close one. I would look to the under, but 38.5 is pretty – that's a little too low for me. I'm passing this game.
Ross, how about Cleveland at Oakland and the Raiders laying 2.5 points with a total of 45?
That's interesting to me. This is probably one of those, Steve, where you're going to tell me the Raiders are due for a win. They're 0-3, and they probably are. I mean, they're coming off of back-to-back road games, one at Denver, one in Miami. Cleveland had extra time to prepare, but they also have extra time to show Baker Mayfield some things he has not seen before. I wonder about the momentum the Browns have after getting their first win in this game. I do think that there will be some struggles for Mayfield, and I think that Browns defense is really good. So I'm just going to go one unit on the under 45, and I'd be a lean to Cleveland.
I have a lean to the over. I think that Oakland, week after week, keeps having spots that I'm worried about their energy in the second half. They had to play the Rams, who took preseason off, so they were better in the second half. And then they played in altitude, and Denver rolled them in the second half. They played in the Miami Heat, and the Fish got them in the fourth quarter. Oakland's now been outscored in the fourth quarter 3-37. And now we get a Browns team that's got 10 days off, so they should have the energy edge late. I could see points coming late in the game here. I lean over.
All right, next up, the Jimmy G-less Niners at the Chargers. Chargers favored by 10.5 now, 47 total.
Gosh, and I love Jimmy G. The 49ers season is over. But at 10.5, I'm not going to lay double digits with the Chargers. I don't know if Beathard's going to play better than he did last year. I guess he really has to. 6.5 point downgrade for the 49ers for the quarterback change. I pass.
Wow. That is a big downgrade. I think Shanahan figures out a way for Beathard to be somewhat effective in this game. So I'd probably lean San Francisco getting the 10.5 points. I mean, the Chargers don't really blow anybody out. I guess they did to the Bills, but that's not really their MO. So I don't know. In fact, you know, I'm going to put a unit on the Niners getting 10.5. I think they can keep it there. 10.5 is a lot of points in the NFL. One unit, Niners getting the 10.5.
All right, Ross. The last afternoon game, New Orleans at the New York Giants, and Saints favored by 3.5 with a total of 50.
So I wonder, the Giants have some momentum now with the way they played in Houston. They played pretty well. The Saints' defense has been atrocious to this point. I think 50 seems like a low number, a low total, considering these two teams and what they've done so far. So I'll put one unit on the Giants catching the 3.5 and one unit on the over 50.
Yeah, I agree. The Giants' offense and Eli showed a lot of life last week, and the Saints are a dead nut over team with Breeze playing out of his mind and the defense regressing back to the horrific D they played a few years back. I'm going to go over with you, over 52 units. Best bet.
The best bet.
All right, Steve, now we're on to Sunday Night Football. It's the Baltimore Ravens at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers laying 3 with a total of 51.
I'm going to lean under the 51. It seems these two teams oftentimes play very lower scoring games that are decided by 3 points. The Ravens defensively are giving up 4.3 yards per play. That's the best number in the NFL on defense. But the Ravens are struggling to move the ball, and oftentimes it seems that they rely too much on Justin Tucker just to get 3 points on their drives. And the Steelers, obviously they just had a shootout against Tampa, but Tampa is a dead nut over team. Lean under 51.
Yeah, I would probably lean under 51 as well. And I'm still not sold on the Steelers, man. I mean, they were very fortunate to win that game. And the Ravens' defense, you're right, is better, a lot better than the Bucs' defense. I'll put a unit on the Ravens, getting 3 points. Feels like Flacco plays well against the Steelers in Pittsburgh for whatever reason.
All right, final game, Monday Night Football, has the Kansas City Chiefs. They're favored by 5. They're at the Denver Broncos. Our total, Ross, 56.
Right, and I'm going to pass the game. I think the Chiefs probably cover here. 56 is a really high number, but the Denver Broncos defense is not what it used to be. So I would lean under. I'd probably lean Denver, but I'm not putting a unit on this game.
So if you just bet the home team in Denver games so far, the home team has won all three of them. And I could see it continuing. I think that altitude advantage in September is larger than any other month. Teams not quite in game shape. Kansas City flying high, great offense, but that defense still very questionable. I could see Denver getting in the back door here, being down 10 late in the game and losing by 3. So one unit on the Denver Broncos, home underdog Monday night.
So here's something that's pretty cool, Steve. So if you send in your picks every week I win, I get to give 5 of you $100 in credit on Bet Online. So go to podcast1sportsnet.com and you can send in your own picks on 5 games, because I'm picking 5 games against some of the other hosts like Adam Carolla, Rob Riggle, Shaq, etc. If you send in your picks and I win, I pick 5 of you to get $100 that week, which is pretty cool. Also cool that you can still get that 50% welcome bonus over at betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts, using the code podcast1 to get that 50% sign-up bonus today. Again, betonline.ag, they're the exclusive partner of the Podcast One Sportsnet, your online sportsbook experts. That'll do it, by the way, for us, Steve. Let's do it, man. I got a lot of underdogs getting points. I think they have a chance to win. That's usually when it's my good weeks, because half of them win, and then the other half of those cover, so I win 3/4 of them. I'm hoping I have a big week. I'm hoping everybody else does as well. Listen back to the start of the show if you want to remember how to win one of those free Madden codes or hard copies. Other than that, I think we're done here. Good luck, everybody. Hope you win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the Fantasy Feast Podcast, and the College Draft Podcast, all available on iTunes at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.